Hi, this is a dictation for Thomas Turner, T-H-O-M-A-S-T-U-R-N-E-R. Date of birth 11/27/1984, date of accident 9/22/2022, date of service 10/6/2022. History of presenting illness. First of all, chief complaint is severe pain and effect on the mobility. The pain is located in the neck, right shoulder, right chest, right side of the mid back, and then lower back across with the radiation to the right buttock and right leg, pain in the right knee and right shoulder. Headaches. Inability to work, inability to socialize. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred on 9/22/2022. Now this is a new patient visit on 10/6/2022. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that he was driving a car at around 3 p.m. Chevy van. Other passenger or kids, mom was traveling in the front seat, and the accident occurred on Michigan Avenue on Telegraph. The patient was says that he was driving on Michigan Avenue westbound, and the other car was turning without stopping in front of his car. Hit on the passenger side, his van spin. The accident occurred with the Dodge Journey from the other side. Both the cars were at 45 miles an hour. He was not wearing a seatbelt as a driver. And there was no loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient report that due to this accident, van fell to the U-turn. It happened so fast he didn't know whether he passed or not. No damage. Patient says that the van was drivable, although whole front side, passenger side was broken. No glass is damaged. No damage to the inside of the car. Impact caused the body to jerk to the left. And he felt his head, he hit his chest to the steering wheel, and seatbelt injured the chest and the tummy. ER, he visited next day with his mother to be evaluated, and no CT scan was done. Oh, I'm sorry. He went to the ER, visit Beaumont Hospital next day, when CT scan of the brain was done, CT scan of the neck was done, and X-rays were done. He remained there for 23 hours. No medication was provided. He took mom's medication, Norco, and he made an appointment with Dr. Khader, K-H-A-D-E-R. No physical therapy or chiropractor treatment has been obtained yet. The history of presenting illness, patient reports no headaches, and there are no symptoms of TBI, and no dizziness, vertigo, no nausea, vomiting, no seizures or blackout, no loss of balance, no incontinence of urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunctions, no vision problems. However, the patient starts suffering from pain in the neck, especially on the right side, pain in the right shoulder, pain in the right upper back on the right side, and lower back, mid back on the right side, and lower back pain, which is across, which is 8. Right shoulder pain is 8. He is able to lift his shoulder up to 130 degrees of abduction, after which there is some pain. Patient reports some pain in the right chest involving the ribs area because of the seatbelt, although there may not be real fracture. He said he can walk up to half a block only, and he can stand for a few minutes and sit for, sitting is painful, and sleep is only 4 hours. He has pain in the right knee also. Lower back pain is radiating to the right thigh, front and the back, involving the right buttock as well. And right knee has a pain around 7, making it difficult to walk for him. All of these pains are described to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharps, sickening, punishing, aching, tender, and tiring and exhausting. The patient report that the pain intensity is between 9 to 10, and pain is improved by nothing, but worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and driving. The patient reports that he has had CT scan and X-rays at the hospital, and he doesn't know the report. In addition, patient reports there is a muscle weakness of, in general, feels weak and tired. There is a numbness, tingling of the right thigh, posteriorly and anteriorly only. Past treatment, patient reported has reports that he has had no therapy, no doctor visit, except for the second day when after the accident when he went to the ER, Beaumont Hospital, where CT scan of the brain was done, CT scan of the cervical spine was done, all found negative. He took some medication from his mother, and no other treatment had been afforded. Past medical history, positive for sleep apnea, COPD, blood clot of the lung, heart disease, positive for high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and psychiatric, positive for anxiety. Past surgical history is negative. Allergies to the medications, he's allergic to Motrin. Family history is mother and father is alive. Siblings are alive. One brother and one sister are all okay. Parents are okay. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with three children, 18, 12, and 9-year-old. They have no medical problems. Employment status, patient works in a Ford temporary job as ITDC and lifts 50 to 70 pounds, but he does not stand. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Kevin Gordon as the attorney, law firm. Personal history, patient occasionally drinks and smokes occasionally and uses cocaine once a year. Last one was only 4 weeks ago. Patient reports that ADL is standing and running is 10. The home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming is affected 9. While opening the containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinet is affected 7. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. Physical examination is 37-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Blood pressure is 154 over 104. Pulse ox, 81% only. Heart rate is 125. Respiratory rate is 17. And temperature is 98.9. One, height 6 feet 2 inches, weight is 230 pounds. Rest of the exam will come from the template. He is able to walk reasonably well, slowly, slightly antalgic, but nothing major. And neurological examination from the template, musculature examination is from the template. And there is a muscle spasm noticed in the trapezius muscle on the right side and quadratus lumbar muscles on the right side. There are some trigger points. The upper fibers of the trapezius have trigger points beginning from the neck to the shoulder. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation are normal. Spine tenderness is noticed in the L4, L5 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. And muscle spasm is noticed in the right side of the neck, especially at the right side of paraspinal muscles also from C1 to C7 and L1 to L5. And there is 2 plus hypertonicity and no tenderness, but trigger points are noticed throughout several of them. In the range of motion, the cervical spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine range of motions are limited to forward flexion being 60, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 10. The hyperextension was not found to be painful. Maneuvers to identify the pain, cervical spine Hoffman's sign is negative, Sperling sign positive, Lerman test positive, destruction test positive, photo test positive. thoracic test and the thoracic spine in the Roos test, slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernig test negative, straight leg Brzezinski test is positive bilaterally at 35 degrees. Control lateral leg Brzezinski test is positive. Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative. Brzezinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint are moderately tender with positive standing flexion test, positive iliocompression test, positive distraction test, and Faber test and Dawson test are all positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and right knee, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Signal sign, Phelan sign are negative, although there is some weakness of the right arm. Grips are normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection, shoulder is completely normal appearing. No dislocation, fracture, or lacerations. Notice contusions, none of them. Range of motion is limited to 130 degrees of abduction, beyond which there is severe pain in the rotator cuff region for the patient. Pain level is around 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And special tests were done. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. The speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was positive. In the elbow is completely normal. And right knee examination reveals on inspection there is no scarring, erythema, effusion. However, there is a peripetal or tenderness and some tenderness to the medial lateral ligaments. No crepitus grinding noise, popping noise is heard. Range of motion is completely normal at 35 degrees. And the motor power is normal. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. No anterior draw or posterior draw is noticed. McMurray sign, negative. Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Our diagnosis is as follows. V8 9.2 XLST in the general, CNS, none, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, upper extremity, shoulder, M25.51. M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Right knee, M25.561. And M23.202, M23.205. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. In sacroiliac spine, M46.1, and M99.04, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template. The physical therapy is ordered to begin at 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, and massage and aquatherapy, right shoulder and right knee, and bilateral sacroiliac joint with traction, massage, aquatherapy. Home training, home exercise is advised to the patient. Disability is for the work, housework, and transportation. Non-narcotic medications are dispensed to the patient as follows. Naproxen 375 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Prilosec 20 twice a day for stomach protection. Level 50 at night for sleep and pain relief. Flexeril 10 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief with one refill. Narco 7.5, 325 Vitrol hour for 7 days, 14 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have obtained a record from Henry Ford Hospital. CT scan of the head was completed. Normal CT scan of the spine, cervical spine, shows a irregular lucent line in the right pedicle of C3 extending into the vertebral foramina. And similar abnormality is seen at C4 also. The possibility of fracture is there, but not confirmed. No acute intracranial processing evident, and possible scalp hematoma with small foreign body is present, and acute undisplaced fracture of the C3 and C4 possibly in the pedicle is possible. CTA of the neck was also done, which shows non-displaced fracture of the C3 vertebral body involving the right pedicle extending into the vertebral foramina and probable non-displaced fracture of the right C4 pedicle. Interventional pain procedure, none of them are being ordered at this moment. Surgical options are going to be on the table once MRI reports arrive. And referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Patient does not have any major symptoms of TBI. He has no headaches. And attended care casework is not warranted. Medical records have been ordered released from the Henry Ford Hospital. Investigation, I have not ordered a new investigation, DMS. The patient is provided with the cane to make sure he doesn't lose his balance and fall. Neck brace, back brace, and a walker is provided to the patient for healing and rest. Education is yes. Disability is ordered. Follow-up visit in 30 days. And direct contact is yes. Thank you.